friends. This year should be Yitzchus for Avinoni Marasi Sheyichyu. The Nishmas Marasas to Mas Rib Shmor, Schanab Mas Kzion Mas Alta Chanab Mas of Meir Zev. And Schus Yoshio Beyam Chil Ben Risa Rus. Schus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rishon Beyam Tesh Nerach Aleya. Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Maasei Yedeyem. In Gemara Brachas Naf Yud Ches, we talk about the Indian of Loig Varash, and that is going to be the topic of this shir. We're going to base ourselves in the Sefer Ole Yaakov of Harav Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Farbstein Shlita. The Gemara in Brachas in Yud Ches Amar Aleph discusses if Hamesim Yodim Ma Sheachayim Osim, if dead people know what's going on here on earth. The Gemara brings a brisa that a person shouldn't go in the Beis HaKvaros wearing his tefillin, etc., because it's loeg larosh, it's like mocking the dead people. And then it says there were Pchi and Rabbi Yonason havu shakli va'azli v'veis hakvaras havakashadia tchilta de Rabbi Yonason. Amalei Rabbi Pchi adaliye kadesh leyomer lemachar boi netzleinu v'achshav mecharfin osanu. So his tzitzis were hanging out, and Rabbi Pchi said to him, pick them up so that the mason don't say tomorrow they're coming to us, and now they're making fun of us that they can be makayim mitzvahs and we cannot. So he says, what, the mason know what's going on? Umiyadi kulehai, doesn't it say v'mason meinam yodim u'ma? So he says, listen, im karisa lo shanisa, etc. Ki achayim yodim shiyamusu elu tzadikim shemisasim kuyim chayim. V'mason meinam yodim u'ma elu rishayim shebechayim kuyim mason. So when he says to him that the pasuk says, that v'mason meinam yodim u'ma, it's talking about rishayim, that in their lifetime, they don't know anything. But it's not talking about real Mason. Real Mason do know what's going on here on earth. It's the Rishayim who don't, whatever Pshat in the Gemara is about how the Rishayim b'chayim kriyim Mason, she'enam yodim u'ma. But the bottom line is here there's an argument, do the Mason know what's going on? So one approach is, Pash Pshat in the Pasuk, ha'mason enam yodim u'ma. And another way of learning it is that it's not talking about real Mason, it's talking about Rishayim that are Kriya Mason, but the Mason do know what's going on. So the Pashtus Biur Divrei HaGemara is that Rabbi Chiya learns that the Mason know. And therefore he tells Rabbi Yonason, Dalye, pick up your tzitzis, don't make fun of them. But Mitoch Divrei HaGemara we see that even Rabbi Chiya agrees that Rishayim don't know what's going on. Because the Pasuk, Ki achayim yodim shiyamusu, he says is talking about the tzaddikim, and that we darshan, sheyodim heim achar hamisa. Ki achayim yodim shiyamusu, elu tzaddikim shemisasim nikru chayim. That these tzaddikim know after death. But Rishayim says about them, v'meisim enam yodim u'ma. They don't know. So according to this, it would appear l'chora that there's no loig l'rosh samach l'meis rasha. In other words, it could be that when the Gemara says v'meisim enam yodim u'ma, what it means is eilu Rishayim shebechayim kriyim meisim, that a dead Russia doesn't know what's going on. A dead tzaddik knows what's going on, but a dead Russia doesn't know what's going on. So it could be that that's Pshat in the Gemara. When it says that the Rishayim don't know what's going on, with the Mesim don't know what's going on, Enem Yodim Me'uma, it's talking about the Rishayim. That in the Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're called dead. So when they die, they don't know what's going on. Whereas the tzaddikim do know what's going on. And the explanation is that there's no loig l'rosh v'adam rasha, because he doesn't know. Because the pasuk v'meisim enim yodim u'ma, according to the Gemara, is talking about a rasha. So it could be that when it says the Rishayim don't know what's going on, it could be that the Rishayim, they're called meisim. It could be they don't even know what's going on in this world. They don't know they're going to die. They don't see reality. But it could be that it means that the Rishayim, who are called Mesim, even in this world, when they die, they don't know what's going on. So therefore, there'd be no Loig L'Rosh, Ba'adam Rashas. You can go to a Beis HaKvaros, You see a good Rasha lying there, you see his kever, and you can put out your tzitzis, you can put on your tefillin, you could start saying Tehillim, learning. You could do it all because there's no loig l'rush, because he doesn't know what's going on. Because if the whole word of loig l'rush is that you're making him feel bad and the Rishayim don't know what's going on in this world, so mimela, that doesn't apply to a Rasha. However, it would appear as follows, that Papashas, it would seem, with Divrei HaGemara, that Loig LaRosh is Talui, if the Mason know what's going on. And that's the Machok between Reb Chiya and Reb Yonasan. Do the Mason know what's going on? That Reb Chiya tainad, that the Mason do know what's going on. And therefore, he told Reb Yonasan to put his tzitzis in. And Reb Yonasan tainad, that they don't know what's going on. We can explain this in two ways. One way to explain it is that we can say that the Isser of Loig L'Rosh is Klape Hames Sheloye Golov, that you're making fun of him, and it's like a mitzvah Shebein Adam L'Chaveira. It's an interpersonal mitzvah. And therefore that's Shaykh Dafka if the Mason know what's going on. However, another way to explain it is that Be'emes Loig L'Rosh is in Klape Hames, but rather it's a mitzvah Shebein Adam L'Makom, as it says in the Pasuk there in Mishlei, Loig L'Rosh Cherif Oseihu. The Mitzudis David says, Lachora there, that the beer is that since he's Loyeg LaRosh, he's Kimacharef LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because by being Macharef LaRosh, by making fun of this, mocking this poor one, this dead one who's poor, can't do mitzvahs, so he's saying with this that I'm better than this person. So this is a Chisaron Emuna, because he doesn't believe that it's all from Hashem. You're better than him. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides who's alive and who's dead. There's nothing to do with better. You have to know that it's all up to Hashem. So it's a little bit of a chayruv ta. I don't know if a little bit, maybe a lot. It's chayruv ta Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's true, then it's not a mitzvah shemitzuvim lemesim kibein adam lachaveiro. Rather, it's a mitzvah shemitzuvim lamakom. And according to this, that it says in the Gemara in Brachos that loig l'rosh is totally mesim yodim. The explanation is that if the Mesim don't know, it's not considered Loig. And if so, it's not considered a Chet L'Makom. So it's not because the Mace isn't embarrassed, because the sin is not Klape the Mace. The sin is Klape HaBorei Yisbarach. But if the Mace doesn't know, it's not considered a Mace of Lag. This mockery is only considered a mockery if the mace is aware of what's going on. If the mace isn't aware of what's going on, it's not mockery. But it's only going to be considered when you're dealing with a mace. Generally, we don't have a dinei ben adam l'chaveiro klapei mesim. So you could say pashut that it's a din ben adam l'makom. If the mace is aware, then it's a cheruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're saying, like the Mitzudas David understands, that you're saying that you're better than this dead person. And that's Cheruv Klape Hashem, that he knows that the fact that you're alive and he's dead is in God's hands. Not in your hands. Nothing to do with you. But it's only if the mace is aware. So that's why it's a Shiloh of the mace. So not that you're hurting the mace's feelings, but that it's a Cheruv Klape Kadosh Baruch, it's been on Lamakom. And L'Choru would appear that the correct explanation is the second way, that it's been on Lamakom, not been on L'Chaveru. Because the chait is loyeg l'rosh cheref osehu. The chait is your mecharef es osehu shu oso b'matzav kaseh shel rosh. It's your mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you make this other person, this guy, into a poor. You made him poor. It's like a cheref to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm wearing my tzitzis, I'm keeping mitzvahs, and you made this guy into a rosh that he can't be mekayim mitzvahs. And it's also mashma that way from the Gemara in the Poskim that Loig L'Rosh is only Bedalad Amosif Shel Hames. And even according to the Magen Avraham, Mechol Beis HaKvaros is Loig L'Rosh, because he owes the whole Beis HaKvaros is Mekom Shel Hames. So it's before in the Rishon and the Poskim that if there's a Mechitz, it's not Loig L'Rosh, Afilu Samach L'Hames. If the Chet of Loig L'Rosh is that you're Loig Al HaRosh, so what do you mean? The Mason only know what's going on within Dalad Amos. The Mason don't know what's going on outside of Dalad Amos. The Mason don't know what's going on behind the Mechitza. So why Tadof Tadafka Toch Dalad Amos is Aser? So if it's a Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it makes a lot of sense. That if you're in the Rishus of the Mace, your Dalet Amos is his area, and your Kaim Mitzvahs Begalui, that's a Chisaron Hargasha, that your Omeid Samach Lameis, that was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his Chus Kiyom HaMitzvahs. And if somebody is in such proximity to the Meis, he should be embarrassed that he's Zoche, and the person in the Kever is not. And if he's not embarrassed that he's still roy to be alive and the person in the Kever isn't, then that's a cheruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's saying, ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, I'm better than this guy, you're keeping me around, you didn't keep him around, so I have an adifus on this person. Or maybe you're saying that this it's sort of not fair, right? Why should it be that this person is dead and can't keep mitzvahs and I can't keep mitzvahs? So both ways, there's an element of cheruv here. Then one is mechayev for Kadosh Baruch Hu by showing that he can be mekayim mitznat. So that's only if you're in the reshus that you can be mekayim mitznat and not the mace. So that's only going to apply within the Dalet Amos when you're in the area of the mace. So it's a chayt klapei ben adam lamakom. But if it's ben adam lachavero, so what does it matter? Within Arab Amos, without Arab Amos, if the mace is offended, the mace is offended. So according to that, we can also understand what the Beis Yosef says in Huchas Tzitzis, that if a person covers up his tzitzis with his begadim, then he can go next to the mace. And also tefillin shebiyad, the Beis Yosef is medayik that mutar likanes toch arba'a mishal mace, because it's in the Gemara lo yikanes tefillin sheberoshay. So it's a mashma dafka tefillin sheberoshay, that's megula, that's revealed, that's exposed, but not tefillin shebiyad, that's mechusa, that's mutar. So lechara maishna. So what does it matter if it's tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, covered, not covered? Tzitz is covered, not covered. But based on what we said, that the Isra of Loing LaRosh is not klapei meis, it's klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand very well HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is the meis, knows what's going on, the meis can see it, even if it's covered. Right, the mace doesn't have those physical boundaries. But if it's klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're not showing, it's not mitzad you, the zilzul to klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're covering it up. You're showing, I don't think I'm any better than this person, I don't think Hashem did anything wrong by taking this person away, etc. The Maharal writes, the kevin da anius hu mitzad hagalgal hachoizer ba'olam ve'enoi chisaron mitzad ha'odam. That since poverty is a galgal achozer, goes from, it's like a ball that goes round and round, and it's not a chisaron mitzad ha'adam. It's just reality. It's not that the person, you can't say somebody's poor, that means he's a bad person. Havdafka. So Mamela Haloig Larosh Be'emes, let's say somebody's really poor, they're monetarily poor. He's a Mecharif Osei. If you're making fun of the Rosh, you're Mecharif Hashem, who created this world. B'chein Misa, says the Maharal, is Mitzad HaBriya. Umen Hagu Shalola. Death, that's part of the Briya. So by doing mitzvahs and saying, oh, I can do and he can't, so you're Mecharif, then this Rosh, this poor dead person who can't do mitzvahs. We see in the Maharal that he learns Bain, it's talking about an Ani in Kipshuto, and Bain Lemidrash or Shuhum Meis. They're both equal because they're not a Chisaron Mitzad Adam. And therefore a person is Mecharef Oseyu when he's Loig, when he's mocking either the poor or the dead. And then we can say maybe more, that since Be'emes it's not a chisaron mitzad ha'adam, that this guy died, that's min hagu shel olam. So memeila, it's not an averit shemein olam l'chavero. She'ein zeh choshiv lag, ela lo yigal dover she'einu chisaron machmas ha'adam. It's not the person's fault. So that's not a proper lag. So who's the lag towards? The lag is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Mechayef, the one who made this person. There's a lot more to say about this. Amir Tashem, I hope that in the next shir we will continue this fascinating analysis. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.